Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone's staying warm this morning.
Oh my goodness, it is, we're on what I hope is the home stretch. They're saying it's supposed to be warm next week, and I've got my fingers crossed.
I think so. You know, March comes around and it usually starts showing a little nice weather. So
yeah, we can only hope. Well, you guys just had a meeting previously, and you're going to talk about that. So I'm excited to hear how that went.
Yeah. So we this Sunday we took a group of 9 kids from Frontier Extension District up to a state event called Citizenship in Action. You probably have heard me talk about it prior, just trying to get kids involved and signed up for it. But we just got back from the event, and it was a great success. So we go up to Topeka, and the kids learn a lot about civic engagement and government. I always like to tell people, I think this is really great research and really great ways to teach our youth how to engage with their government. So, you know, we've grown up in a society where we feel like we need to debate each other, where you're right, I'm wrong, I'm going to draw lines in the sand and move forward in that sense. But the conversation is really changing to teaching our youth that these are very complex issues. And that we all have to, as a society, sit down and discuss these issues and find best ways to move forward. So really great stuff. So, you know, that's where a lot of their training goes prior. But then they also get to actually go into the House and the Senate that evening and discuss and debate a bill. And I really think it just does. It really is, you know, we love to learn by doing in 4-H, and I think it really just helps concrete that idea of how our government works. And so a lot of them didn't even know. We had a crash course, like, in just government in general, that there's, you know, there's 3 branches of government, that you have your judicial, your executive, and your legislator. And that's where the focus really was held this weekend, is in that legislator branch with the House and the Senate. And how, like, you know, a bill starts in a committee and it's discussed. They kind of tried, you know, they worked through that process, and then they actually got to go into the Capitol Sunday night and sit in the senators and the representatives' chairs and actually discuss and debate this bill. And so, you know, it was really great, and the bill was very close to our hearts as 4-H members. The bill is actually a live bill in the session. It's actually been tabled for this season, we've been told, but it was a bill that would allow 4-H members and FFA events to be excused in schools. And so it was very close to a lot of their hearts. A lot of them have actually dealt with this in their school districts. So the conversation was very deep, and I was very impressed by several of the 4-H members that came. You know, it really gives me hope for the future that we have some really bright kids out there and youth out there that understand this process and will, you know, carry us into our future. But and then on Monday, we got to actually, you know, the House and the Senate was in session, so we got to go around to try to meet with our representatives and our senators. They actually got to sit in on a couple of their sessions and watch them discuss and debate. And so just a really great weekend. If you haven't been in your 4-H or that are listening, it happens every year. We'll go again next year. So a really great event for the 4-Hers, and just wanted to kind of highlight some of the highlights from the weekend. So I also love to watch kids that I think this might be a passion of theirs, that spark, and I had a couple of those kids in our group, and just watching them kind of learn and watch their minds work and know that this might be an area policy and, you know, government might be a passion of theirs, that excites me as well to watch that unfold. And so some really great kids that we took up there. I do want to just remind everybody, we have club days this weekend on Saturday. So just we plan to, we're not planning to cancel it. We're planning to get through it here this Saturday. So if you have any questions or have any concerns about that, please reach out to your office. But lots going on here in the month of March. So just be paying attention to your newsletter. All those events will be coming out here or are out, or just, you know, tag-ins, day camps, all those things. So just be paying attention and reach out to your local extension office if you need any help navigating that.
Well, tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier, or pardon me, Meridian Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agents, Kathy Gow.